Tango Mobile.
Nice gigs. Afternoon, Rusty.
Hello. What you up to today?
Right now, I am going to get me some lunch. I'm starving.
You live off the land for a while.
I'm trying to maintain my reserve that I have built up.
Do that sometime. I'm headed back to the house and got a thing of soup that I just put out of the freezer yesterday, and a big bowl that's got soup in it, and I'll have me some vegetable beef soup for the next couple of days. It is right now? Yep, it does.
Really cool this morning.
6 here at the house this morning, and supposed to be about the same thing tomorrow morning, so I guess I'll see what it is when I get up in the morning. And I think Thursday I'll probably make me a pot of chili to have for the next few days, since it's supposed to be chili for the next 4 or 5 days.
17 at the house this morning, so it was nice and brisk when I walked outside.
A little further up towards the mountains than I do.
That elevation change is the main thing, though.
Know what you mean. And that's why I'm glad I'm down here at a little bit lower level, and it still gets cold down here. I got a creek down one side of my property, and just across the creek, up about 150 feet, there's about a 4-acre lake up that way. So, you know, got lots of water to make things cooler and everything in the wintertime.
It's in the summertime when it reflects that heat away from you.
Of course, I've got woods between me and the creek, and between me and the creek, and between me and the lake, too. So, where are you working today?
Over on Poinsett Highway in Cherrydale most of the day.
Customers over that way, huh?
See what the city's trying to do with it. Do some kind of improvement over here. I don't know what they called it, but it'll push a lot of the little small businesses out because it put them in city limits.
Yeah, I'm sure that they are all super thrilled about that. Well, maybe they'll just relocate somewhere outside the city limits and still keep you as a supplier.
I'm hoping, but with the way things are going in the economy right now, I don't know if anybody can afford to make a move.
That is why all these housing developments are being built. There's another one over here on Anderson Mill Road where I'm driving right now going by. They've taken place where there used to be two houses, and they've cleared a whole area back down in there, and they're making one of these little housing developments that just goes down and comes back out. No side streets or anything. And then over on the road where my church is, they've bought the land over there, and they're clearing that now for another one. And there's one further up on Anderson Mill Road where they're building a bunch more houses where they're over $200,000, and I don't know how anybody can afford them, but, you know, and I don't know whether I'd want to pay a house over $200,000 for a house that had a slab, that was on a slab.
$200,000 house is pretty reasonable in today's market, but I'm with you. I don't know how people are paying for them, especially since they're not working, obviously, because everybody's looking for help.
Of course, the government did their fair share to help in making things worse. They raised they gave us, those of us on Social Security, a 5.9% increase in our Social Security. Then they turned around and did a 14.7% increase in our Medicare payments. So I got an increase, but I'm getting less of a check now than I did last year.
The American way is the government. But, Rusty, I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm up here where I'm going to get some lunch now, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now. Good to talk to you again today, and I hope everything goes smooth for you. 7-3, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, well, I worked out because I'm just about one turn from being back in the yard. Talk to you later. Get you a good lunch and stay warm out there. W2T, clear.